Now you will hear the same text again in shorter sections. First, read statement one. A little help from a friend.
It's 1 p.m. in London, time for our weekly radio program with A Little Help from a Friend. Today, I have a brave young man from Australia on the phone who not only helped friends, but the whole community. We'll talk about volunteering in a stressful situation, namely bushfires. After a warm, dry winter in the state of New South Wales, Australia, October 2013 was the hottest in more than 40 years. The bushfire started earlier than usual, and the Blue Mountains in New South Wales suffered particularly. More than 200 homes got destroyed and 2 lives were lost. Dan was one of the Rural Fire Service volunteers fighting those fires. Hello, Dan. Can you tell us how you became a voluntary firefighter?
Answer statement one and read statement two.
Hi everyone. Well, I just turned 18, so I'm old enough to actually fight fires. I joined the local voluntary firefighting brigade 18 months ago. You can actually start training when you are 12, and a friend of mine finally managed to convince me to get involved.
Answer statement 2 and read statements 3 and 4.
That sounds good. And how do you prepare for fires?
The professional firefighters give us a lot of practice. We exercise in bush firefighting, village firefighting, first aid, and how to operate a breathing apparatus, so you know everything you need to know. When the bushfire started, I was anxious to go out there. There's an incredible sense of team spirit, and when you think about how many lives were protected, well, it's a great feeling to be able to help, to participate.
Answer statements 3 and 4 and read statement 5.
What if someone wants to volunteer but doesn't actually want to fight fires?
It's not only the firefighters that work as volunteers. It's also communications, catering, and logistics, where people can help the Rural Fire Service. I've encouraged my friends to join, and in fact, you'll also make new friends while training.
Answer statement 5 and read statement 6.
That's marvellous. You told me earlier that you have friends and family abroad. What was their response to the fires?
My cousin lives in the States, and he had seen images of eucalyptus trees burning, and a map on telly which showed that there were fires all over coastal Australia. He was worried sick. We figured out that because the images of the flames were so big, it seemed as if the situation was a lot worse. But we both agreed that media also tends to exaggerate sometimes. Scandals sell, and you have to be really critical about the sources.
That's a very good point indeed. And we, the journalists, have a big responsibility in getting things right. I'd better let you get some sleep now. It was lovely to have you with us today. Thank you so much, Dan.
No worries.
And now I would like to hear our listeners' opinions. Please call and tell us what you think. The number is 652-321.
Answer statement 6.